With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Environmental Protection Agency has revoked a key scientific finding that supported U.S. regulations on greenhouse gas emissions. This decision rescinds a 2009 declaration that carbon dioxide and other gases endanger public health. President Trump says the move will save Americans a lot of money when buying vehicles.
This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically. You're going to get a better car. You're going to get a car that starts easier, a car that works better for a lot less money.
Environmental groups are certain to challenge the action in court. The EPA also proposes delaying a Biden-era rule on vehicle emissions, which could impact the push for electric vehicles. A U.S. judge says President Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC can go to trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal judge in Florida rejected an attempt by Britain's national broadcaster to delay proceedings and set a February 2027 trial date. In December, Donald Trump filed a lawsuit over the way the BBC edited a speech he gave on January 6, 2021. The day of the U.S. Capitol riot. The claim seeks $5 billion in damages for defamation and $5 billion for unfair trade practices. The BBC has apologized but rejects claims it defamed the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Investigators in Arizona want residents near Nancy Guthrie's home to share surveillance camera footage of suspicious cars or people in the month before the disappearance of Today's Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother. This is SRN News. A theologian takes on the governor of Kentucky.
Democrat Andy Beshear says he vetoed a bill that would have kept boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms in the schools because he is a Christian and bases his decisions on Jesus' command to love your neighbor as yourself. He says this belief also leads to his support for abortion. Dr. Albert Mohler of the Southern Baptist Convention says you either have Orthodox biblical Christianity or you have this theological liberalism and whatever it produces next. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. and Hungarian governments are teaming up to combat persecution of Christians. The State Department says the new partnership will focus on supporting Christians and people of faith facing persecution, particularly in the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa. Religious freedom groups such as International Christian Concerns say it's promising and has the potential to have a meaningful impact in these regions. This is SRN News. The Trump Kennedy Center is warning staff that a planned two-year renovation shutdown will lead to job cuts, short-term and otherwise.
Center President Richard Grenell tells staff that most departments could shrink temporarily or permanently. He says department heads will evaluate needs over the next few months. The Performing Arts Mecca is slated to close in early July. The Trump administration has shared few details about what the renovation will entail, although President Trump has suggested it will be a large-scale project. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A new study says genetic testing can speed the return of the American chestnut tree that once dominated eastern U.S. forests. The tree was functionally extinct by the 1950s because of a fungal blight and root rot. Researchers want the disease resistance of the Chinese chestnut. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.